The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara in Erchin, Rav Zayin Amad Aleph. Mishnah says, Ha'isha she'yotza lahareg, a woman who is chayiv misa in Bezdin, and she's going out to get killed. Ein mamtina lo ad she'telet. So the Bezdin does not have to wait until the birth in order to kill her, even though by doing so they are killing the unborn fetus. Nevertheless, the Beis Din kills her, even though the child there's still a Uber inside. However, Isha Shiyoshva Lamashber, once she already is sitting on the birth chair, the birth stool. So then, mamtin lajateled. Then we have to wait until the child's born, and then we kill the mother after the child's born. The Gemara asks the Kasha, ha'ishi yatzel harig ein mamtin lajateled. So the Gemara asks, pshita gufahi. It's pashit that it's mutter to execute the mother when the child with the unborn fetus inside, because gufahi, the fetus is a part of the mother, it's part of her guf, and since her guf is chayiv misa, so the uber is also chayiv misa. The more answers, it's chesal kedet hamina hoy luksiv kashi yoshes alav bal ha'isha mamoina de balhu v'leilifs leminei. Since the Torah says that if a person went and killed the fetus that's in the mother's womb, so he's chayiv to pay the mei vlodis to the baal of the isha. So we see that the ubrin, the mei imam, is called mamon haba. It's called mamon of the husband. So therefore, by killing the child, the unborn fetus, so then we are causing a monetary loss to the husband. So that's why there would be a havamina that we wouldn't wait, that we would have to wait to execute her until after the child is born, so that the husband should not have that hefsid. Kamashmal on the Mishnah, that Eimam Tino Lachetelet, we do not have to wait until he's born, and the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk of a Mesagam Shneim, Rabbis Zavolot. Now, this Gemara, So just a little bit weiter, another shtick of Gemara. The Gemara says, Yoshva la mashber, then, if she sat on the mashber already, then we have to wait to execute her after the birth. So the Gemara says, my timer, why do you have to wait? Kim de okar, since the child was already okar, was already moved from its place, and started moving towards towards the exit from the womb. So guf achrinahu, it has already a din of a separate guf, and that guf is not part of the psak misa that the isha has. So even though there's a psak misa on the isha to kill her guf, but there's another guf inside that didn't get this psak misa, and therefore, since guf achrina, that's why we have no right to kill her when the child is also going to be killed through that. And the Gemara continues, one more halacha, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Rav Yehuda Mashmuel said, Ha'isha yetzel lehorek, a lady that goes to get killed, makin o'isa k'neged beis hiroya. So before we kill her, we make a hako k'neged beis hiroya, k'desh yomus havala t'chila, in order that the unborn fetus should die first, k'desh le'tov l'idei nivul, in order that when she's going to get killed, we want to make sure that it shouldn't be nivul hames. And if the child is still going to be alive, then it's going to be a nivul hames. There's going to be a nivul hames when she's going to get killed. So therefore, makino yisigneg beis heroin kadesh yomas havala tchilo. Now, this whole gemara here is very important. It's a very important makor in the sugya of Hapolas Uborin. There is a big sugya, halacha l'maisa, it's nageya bizmanenu, unfortunately in a lot of, in Rabbanim have to deal with these type of questions, that when is it mutter to make an abortion, when sometimes there's a tzorich to make an abortion, and when is it mutter and when is it also? And what's interesting is that most of the literature, most of the tshuvas that talk about these in Yonim are from this generation, from the last 50 or 100 years. We have a number of tshuvas from Gedolei HaPoskim that dealt with this question. And the dais in the Poskim is sort of, you could say, min hakotzer lakotzer, from one extreme to the other. And each one has mekoiros from Shas and Rishonim, but it seems that there's no clear sugya that gives us a very clear hagdara of what's the iser of Hapolas Uborim. What gather does it have? And when would it be mutter, under which circumstances would we be mater Hapolas Uborim, abortion, and when not? But without getting into the whole discussion, we have on the one side, we have the Igros Moshe, who holds Igros Moshe in Chesham Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Siman Samach Tes, who's very strong on the side of that a Uber has a din of a Nefesh Mamish, and to kill an Uber has a din of Ritzicha Doi Raisa, it's a Isser Ritzicha Doi Raisa. The only thing, the only Kula that Ritzicha Doi Uberin has, that less than killing a born child, would be that there's no chiyuv misa. Someone who kills a regular person, a born person, is chayiv misa. Someone who kills an uber is not chayiv misa. But that's the only difference. But to kill an uber is an iser tzicha deraisa mamish. To the other extreme, we have the Tzitz Eliezer, who held that, and it's in Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Tes Siman Nun Aleph Shai Gimel, as also a great Ariches, and he holds that it's definitely not an Issa Deraisa, and he says that there are many Paiskim, according to many Paiskim, it's only Issa Mederabbanon, but there's no Issa Ritzicha. And therefore, since it's an Isser Rabbanon, but it's not an Isser Tzicha, so under certain circumstances, it would be allowed. According to the Igros Moshe, the only circumstances where you're allowed to kill a Uber is only if there's a Sakonas Nefashis for the mother. And then the Uber is considered a Roidith of the mother. And this is, again, this is another place where it's taken different. The din of an Uber and a din of a regular person, because usually when you have two people are in a sakon, and only one each one is putting the other one in sakon. If we're going to kill one, then the other one's going to live. If we kill the other one, then this one's going to live. So usually the halacha is, ein doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. We can't decide which nefesh is more precious, so therefore there's no heter to kill one to save the other. But when it comes to a mother with a fetus, and they're both in a sakana, that if the Uber is going to, if we're going to kill the Uber, we're going to save the mother, so we'll let it kill the Uber to save the mother. We don't say, ein deiche nefesh mipnei nefesh. But that's the only, according to Reb Moshe, it's the only case where it's mutter to do an abortion. But according to the Tzitz Eliezer, he holds that in a lot of other cases also, if it's a case of great tsar for the parents, and the case that he refers to is the case of a Tesak's child, where we know that the child is stricken with the disease of Tesak's, which is going to cause untold amounts of anguish and grief for the parents. So he holds that in such a case, we could be matir an abortion at least up to the 7th month. There are other poskim in between who are more machmir than Tzitz Eliezer in certain cases, but they're still not as machmir as Reb Moshe. Now, again, without getting into all the details of who holds what and which circumstances, but what's negeh to our sugya is that there are two gemaras here that are among a number of makaris. In other words, all the poskim that are that are building their shita, when they're building their shita of what is the nature of the Gedher Isser of Apollos Ubarin, each one brings different makairis from Shas and Rishonim, and one of the rayas that they all deal with is this Gemara in Erechin. So we have, so first of all, there's two Gemaras here. The first one is the Gemara that asks that Pshita, the Gemara asks that when it says Aish Yotza the Horeg Imam Tinalacha Tele, we don't have to wait until the child is born. The Gemara asks Pshita, you don't have to wait. So the Chavos Yoir, I'm sorry, the Marit has a tshuva in Chelik Aleph, Simin Sadi Tes, and he brings a raya from there that if the Gemara brings a raya, the Gemara says Pshita, so then it sounds like from there that there's no Isser in Harigas Ubar, there's no Isser in abortion. Otherwise, why would the Gemara ask Pshita? So on that, Rav Moshe already brings the Chavos Yoir, already asks that that's not a raya. And if anything, it's a raya lehepech, it's a raya that it's awesome. Because the Gemara's lashon is pshita gufahi. The Gemara doesn't just say pshita, that it's mutter to kill the mother with the child. The Gemara asks gufahi. Why did the Gemara need that addition of gufahi? The Gemara should just say pshita. If there's takano issa of killing a uber, the Gemara should just ask pshita. Why should it be also? Why should we have to wait? There's no reason to wait. If it's mutter to kill the uber. So why does the Gemara have to add those two words, gufahi? So we see from this Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara had to add these two words, gufahi, that there is an issa of killing the uber. But the fact that it's gufahi, that it's a part of the mother, and the mother had a psak misa, that she's chayeves misa, so the Gemara understood that psak misa on her guf would apply to every part of her guf, and since her child is a chelik of her guf, so the child would also be part of the chi of misa, and therefore that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says pshita gufahi. But that's not a raya. If anything, that's a raya that it's taka aser to kill a uber. Another makor that the Chavos Yoir actually brings to be matir harigas uberin is from the second Gemara. The Gemara says Amar v'yudam Shmuel isha yaitz lahareg makines k'neg besi royoin. So over here we're matter to mamish make an abortion via diet. We're going over here in order that the child, the unborn child, should get killed first before the mother gets killed. So he says if there's an isser of ritzicha, if there's an isser of harigas ubarin, so then why is that a reason? Kedeshali tavla de nivul. Just so that there shouldn't be nivul ameis, is that such a chomerdig thing that should be doicha pikuach nefesh of the uber? So it would sound like from this Gemara that the isser of harigas uberin is not that chomer. It's something that we could be matir for the sake of nivul ameis. For the sake of nivul ameis, we'd be able to take and kill the mother. So the Chavos Yoir himself says that we could say, we could be madcha this raya and say that this fetus in this Gemara is different than every other uber, because every other uber it's taka asa to kill. Maybe he's considered a nefesh. Maybe it's mamish asa b'issa gomar v'tzicha, like Rav Moshe says. But in this uber over here, l'maisa is a part of the mother, and the mother has a chi of misa. And the Gemara learns that from the pasuk of u'meisa gam shnehem, that the rabbis avlad, that when the mother is chayavas misa, then the child, the fetus, is also part of the psak misa. So such a fetus, since he's anyways going to get killed, I'm sorry, we were talking about yashval amashver, and it's called gufa achrina. So therefore, we were not talking about that it's chad gufa. Sorry, not because of meisa gam shnei, but the reason is because since the child is going to be killed anyway, and it's just chayisha of the mother, so then we're not concerned about the chayisha of the mother. I'm sorry, it's just the chayisha of the uber, so for the chayisha of the uber, we're not going to be concerned about it, and we're going to be matter that for the sake of Nivul HaMeis. L'maisa, there's another interesting question which we can bring a raya to from this Gemara in Erechin, and that is that sometimes there are cases where a woman is carrying multiple fetuses, and sometimes for the sake of the pregnancy should be successful, they're going to have to kill some of the fetuses. And she's carrying 6 or 7 or whatever it is, and the doctor says it's too much, and then none of them are going to come to term. If we don't do anything, then none of them are going to come to term. So what they'll do is that they'll kill some of them, and this way a certain amount of them will be able to make it. So the question is, which ones, is there any kedima, which ones should be killed and which ones should be kept alive? And some people have a tzad, there's a question that maybe Zohar Kodim L'Nekeva, the Gemara says in Hayrius, the Mishnah says in Hayrius, Ish Kodim L'Isha L'Acha Yoisa. When there's a question of being mechayer someone, saving someone from death. So there's a kedim of isha over isha. Why? Because the isha is mechuyiv in mitzvahs, more mitzvahs than an isha. So we're helping him to mechayim more mitzvahs. So maybe over here also there should be a kedima that if there are zcharim and nekevas, we should kill the nekevas and keep the zcharim alive. So I saw in the Sefer Minchas Osher from Rav Osher Weiss, he holds that there's no kedima of Zohar over Nekeva, because in this case they're not alive yet, they're not born yet, and there's no kedima of Zohar Nekeva. He deals with that over there. But there's one nekuda that l'chayre we could bring a raya from this Gemara that there could be a certain kedima of some over the other, and that would be that if there's a question of deciding which ones should be kept alive, and there's an argument between the father and the mother. Let's say the mother wants that certain ones of them should, certain fetuses should be kept alive and the others should be killed, and the father holds fakat, whatever the case may be. So the father would have, the father's say would be, the father would have the final say in that. And that is, because since the Gemara says over here that it's Mamoina the Baal, so we see from this Gemara that to kill an uber meimoi, besides for all the yisurim of etzicha, possible yisurim of etzicha, or possible yisurim derabbanon, whatever the yisurim are of killing an uber, but there's also a problem that anytime you're killing an uber, you're killing the, you're being mazik the moment of the ba. You're being mazik the moment of the ba. So, if that's the case, so then, since at the end of the day we have to kill some of them, so we can't say there's any issa of ritzicha or any of the usual isurim that we would have in harigas ubrin. But one issa, which is the fact that you're being mafsa the mamon habaal, would tell us that you can't, that the baal should have a choice of which ubrin should be killed and which ones should be kept alive. Just like, for instance, let's say the Gemara says that if someone brought a chamoyer onto a sfina, and the sfina is going to be, it has too much weight, and we have to throw some things overboard. So the Gemara says that the one who brought the chamoyer onto the sfina, he's a roidev of everyone else, so he's the one who has to throw his chamoyer overboard. If he came on last, so his chamor is the roida for everyone else, and therefore we have to throw the chamor overboard. That is the Gemara of Baba Kama. So what would be the halacha if a person brought 2 chamorim onto a sfina, and he was the last one, we brought 2 chamorim, and we only have to take off 1 in order to bring it to the desired weight to save everyone. So of course, he would have the choice to decide which one it should be. Because even though we have a right, everyone else has a right to throw 1 overboard, because that chamor is a roidev, but he's still the owner of the 2 chamorim, so he should have the right to choose which one of his mamon should be thrown overboard. So therefore, Lahavdil, in this type of case as well, when you have multiple fetuses, and the question is which one of them to kill, so then the husband would be the one that the Gemara says is considered his mamon, and therefore he would be the one who had the choice. We hope and daven that no one should ever have to have such shilas, and no one should ever have to ask such shilas, and we should all be healthy and live long.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.